Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said, my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. Historically, women have been told to make themselves smaller, to diminish themselves. Some have used that idea to their advantage, disappearing into new identities. For others, a disappearance was the end to their stories, but the beginning of a new chapter in their legacies. This month, we're telling the stories of these women. We're talking about disappearing acts. One early March morning in 17th century England, a mysterious figure draped in black velvet stepped off a boat and walked into a tavern. She was a wealthy German princess on the run. Or, at least, that's what she told the tavern's owner. In actuality, she was an English fraudster with a penchant for stretching the truth. Let's talk about Mary Carleton. It's hard to separate fact from fiction when it comes to the details of Mary's life. But historians think she was born sometime between 1634 and 1642, with the name Mary Motors. She ran away from her first husband, a shoemaker named Thomas. Soon after, she got married once again, this time to a surgeon also named Thomas. In 17th century England, marrying someone while another person you married was still alive was called bigamy, and it was a capital offense. Mary's transgressions were discovered, and she stood trial for bigamy. At that trial, a third man showed up, a bricklayer who said he was also Mary's husband. But Mary dodged the allegations and was acquitted of her crimes. A year later, Mary reappeared in Billingsgate. She arrived on a barge dressed in black velvet, weighed down with elaborate jewelry. When she walked into the Exchange Tavern, her beauty and charm caught the eye of the tavern's owner, Mr. King. Mary told Mr. King and his wife, Mrs. King, that she was a 19-year-old daughter of a German earl who'd run away to avoid marrying an 80-year-old man. Though at some point, her persona was upgraded to a princess. Mr. King invited her to sleep in the tavern for the night. The next day, Mrs. King's brother, John Carleton, stopped by the tavern. When he met Mary, she charmed him with stories of her encounters with royalty. By the time John left, he was in love. But how does one woo a noble? According to some sources, John decided to go the flashy route. The next time he showed up at the tavern, it was in an elaborate coach. He brought along two footmen who pointedly addressed him as a lord. Why hadn't John entered the tavern with all this fanfare the first time he met Mary? Well, he was in disguise then, obviously. Soon enough, the English lord and the German princess began to court in earnest. Mary showed John letters from Germany that promised her fortune would arrive soon. John bragged about how big his houses and stables were. It was a whirlwind, 2 weeks. By the end of it, John and Mary were married. The honeymoon phase was short-lived. When John's parents went to sell some of Mary's jewelry, they discovered it was counterfeit. This prompted them to do a little more research, which is how they discovered that Mary the German princess was really Mary the two-timing bigamist. Pretty soon, Mary found herself in court, on trial, once again, for bigamy. She entered the courtroom with her head held high, walking with a confidence befitting of a princess. Just like the first time, she pleaded not guilty. John's family made the mistake of calling just one witness to the stand. It was Mary's word against his. Mary's word won out, and her performance on the stand made her a London celebrity. Mary was quick to capitalize on her fame. Less than a week after being acquitted, she published a pamphlet titled A Historical Narrative of the German Princess, then another one called The Case of Madame Mary Carleton. Her writing was eloquent and often philosophical, almost like she had been raised among German nobility. Mary also appeared in a satirical play called The German Princess. She played the titular character. And Mary wasn't the only one crafting her narrative. Plenty of other people were writing about her, too. More than 20 pamphlets were written about Mary. Her ex-husband, John, wrote a few of his own. Soon after, the press around the trial died down. Mary faded back into obscurity. She mostly disappeared from the historical record until 1671, when she was convicted of theft and sent to Jamaica to be imprisoned. She escaped her imprisonment but was caught again for theft a year later. In 1673, she was hanged for her crime. Mary's story and its liberal mixture of facts and fiction might have inspired a whole new genre of fiction. Some scholars argue that the pamphlets written about her kick-started the genre of realistic fiction that was later popularized by writers like Daniel Defoe. All month, we're talking about disappearing acts. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said, my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.